Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our Community Connection. Today, we have Reverend Dan Fisher and also Deb Cook with us today, and we're going to be talking about the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution. First of all, Miss Deb, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
We've got big stuff coming.
We sure do. We sure do. We have Reverend Dan Fisher will be coming to Bartlesville May 20th. He's going to be speaking at about the Black Robe Regiment, and he'll explain all that. But I've seen him one time, and he is really good.
Well, just so happens we have Reverend Dan Fisher on the line. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. You're going to be our big presenter. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I sure will. Well, let me give just a little bit of quick background on myself. I'm a pastor. I've been preaching since I was 16. I'll turn 62 in August, so been at it most of my life. I'm a pastor right now. And while I was pastoring a fairly large church, I also served in the Oklahoma legislature. But about 2008, I learned about the Black Robe Regiment. Never heard about them. In fact, when I first heard about them, I thought, what are these, judges? The only people I could think of that wear black robes. Turns out they were the preachers of the War of Independence. They were the guys who led their congregations to take a stand and been preaching the principles of proper governance and justice and liberty and speaking against tyranny for, oh, I don't know, probably 20 years before the war. And when the war broke out, they were there front and center, many of them on the battlefields, some of them in Continental Congress. And so I go around doing this presentation wearing period costume. I bring their story to life, and it sheds a whole new light on an angle of our war of independence that most people have never even heard about.
Wow, that really sounds exciting. Now, Debbie, you've seen this before, right?
I have seen part of it. I have not seen the whole thing, so I am very excited to see that.
Well, this ought to be great. And when are we going to have this taking place again?
So it'll be here in Bartlesville at the First Wesleyan Church in the Sanctuary, Thursday evening, May 20th, and the presentation will start at 7 p.m.
Well, this is really going to be great. Now, do we have to have a reservation for this?
No reservation, and it's free.
Oh, wow. Tell us a little bit about our local chapter of the DAR.
So we have about over 130 members. The chapter, what we want to do is promote education, patriotism, and history. Our American history, and so we do that. We really honor our patrons, our veterans, our servicemen and women by going to the parades. We honor them during the year, however we can do that. We want to educate the public. So one thing that we do, we want to educate them about the Constitution. So there are members in the DAR and the SAR. We get together and we go in regalia. We have constitution booklets, age appropriate, that we deliver to the public school, the private school, homeschoolers. The kids love it. I dress up. I look like Mrs. Washington. I never intended to do that, but the kids said, oh, that's Mrs. Washington. And so I just let it be.
Roll with it.
Yeah, just roll with it. So that's fun. We do that every year. We've been doing that for 3 years now. And we go into the public schools. We get involved in helping the students to read, educate them about history. We have something new that we just did this year was we have the teachers give us words from their history, their American history books. And we'll take those words, max of 15, and we'll make word puzzles for them and give them back. So this helps the students learn more about their history.
Reverend Dan, we're really looking forward to having you down here for your presentation, and this is going to be an interesting facet of history. I think a lot of people not only are going to have their eyes open, but their ears open as well as their hearts, too.
Yeah, you're right. Most people cannot imagine that the church was actually the tip of the spear in our War of Independence. Had it not been for these preachers, we probably would have never fought. One of the interesting things about our presentation is kind of like a one-man Broadway production. We use a large screen with all kinds of visuals and sound effects, and bring a traveling museum with us where we have muskets, flintlocks that were used in the war. We know the soldiers' names. One of them was used as a Battle of Bunker Hill. One of the muskets crossed the Delaware with George Washington and was used at the Battle of Trenton, New Jersey. So we have all of these really neat things that people will be able to see after the presentation and kind of not only get to see but to hold these items and hold their history. So it's a really great experience for folks.
Well, you know something, between both of you, Reverend Fisher and Ms. Deb Cook, putting this all together in one nice package, just one nice presentation, this is a can't-miss opportunity for entire families.
Exactly. So that's why we are inviting the whole community.
Mm-hmm. And once again, this is on May 20th?
May 20th, Thursday evening at 7 p.m., First Wesleyan Church.
Wow, this is going to be outstanding. And if folks want to know a little bit more about our local DAR chapter, where can they find that?
Well, we do have a Facebook page.
That'll probably lead you everywhere you want to go, won't it?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I can give them my number if they want to find out. We actually advertise in the paper.
Well, I tell you what, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
When you get the Sunrise Reporter, uh-huh. We've always got something running on the backside of that, on our community side of that. So really, that's and Facebook will get you anywhere you want to go. Reverend Dan Fisher, where can we find out more about you? Not like we're the CIA or nothing, okay?
I got you. The easiest way is just to go to my website, Dan Fisher, and then the three letters BRR, which stands for Black Robe Regiment, .com. So DanFisherBRR.com.
Well, this is really going to be something, and we're going to get the word out big time on this and amplify it, because I think everybody really needs to have a refresher course in the history of our nation. You know, Debbie is smiling over here and just politely nodding yes, and yes. I know you are too, Reverend Dan.
Yep.
This thing's kind of fun too. It's very moving, emotional. We do this literally all over the country. So we always have the same response. People are very moved. They're very exhilarated. It's a really neat experience.
I can only imagine at this point. So I'm gonna have to see it with my own eyes, Debbie.
Yes, please do. You are more than welcome.
So this is audio, this is visual, this is hands-on, and it
yes,
is open
sir.
To the public on the 20th at First Wesleyan.
Yes.
All righty.
Yes.
Well, once again, this is the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution. We're going to have the Black Robe Regiment presentation. It's going to be just so much fun. So clear the calendar. You don't have to mow the yard. You don't have to do that. Whatever it is, just kind of put it off. And you will be there on the 20th. I want to thank you both for being a part of our broadcast today.
Thank you. I want to add that the Sons of American Revolution are this is a joint meeting.
Oh, yes,
so
yes,
they are
yes.
helping us out, too. So,
well, we don't want to let the fellas out.
We
they
do
don't
not.
Want to let them feel left behind or anything
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
See, we're inclusive. All right. There we go. Thank you very much. And once again, May 20th, that's the date. Set it. I want to
thank you guys.
Reverend Dan Fisher. And I want to thank Ms. Debbie Cook for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
All right.